In Parashas Kisetze, we find the mitzvah of kavura, of burial, kavar tikbarenu bayom hahu. And interesting enough, when the Torah has the mitzvah burial, it's talking about not a regular person, but it's talking about someone who was killed by the Jewish court, by Beis Din, Haruge Beis Din. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the sixth parak, Nigma Hardin, goes into there were different cemeteries for the people who were killed by Beis Din. And even within the levels of the sin, depending on how bad the sin was, there was Chayev Skila to stoning or burning had one cemetery, the lesser sins had a different cemetery. So what's the double language, Kavar Tikbareno? This say, Kavar, we got it the first time. So the Meshech Chochma, others explain that, so it's clear that it's a mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah to bury someone who was killed by Haruge Beis Din. What about someone who dies naturally or isn't killed by Beis Din? How do we know there is a biblical mitzvah? So in fact, that seems to be a debate in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin. Mem Vav HaMabez, Mem Zayin HaMabez. It's a debate there whether the Gemara uses the language Minayin or Remez. So the way the Lecha Mishnah learns, it seems to be a debate in the Gemara whether for an average person who dies, whether the mitzvah of burial is biblical or rabbinical. So we paskin that it's biblical, and that's from the double language. The kavar, when you're killed by Beis Din, so you were a Rasha, and now you went through an atonement process. Did the body decompose? Once the body decomposed, then you take the bones from the special cemetery where you were buried, and you move back into a regular cemetery. So we learn a regular person is no worse than the person who went through the atonement process. And therefore, we learn out that not only is a biblical mitzvah for someone killed by Beis Din, which is Mefurish Bakra, but anyone who dies, the mitzvah is burial. So actually, I was reading an article this week, unfortunate situation. I think it was an Israeli man in the 50s. I guess he went to Vietnam. I don't know if it was for business or on a trip, and I think he caught COVID and he got sick very quickly and he died in Vietnam. So I guess the rule in Vietnam is that if you die from COVID, they cremate you. They don't want, it's a contagious disease, whatever the issues are. So they were going to cremate this person, but I guess there's a Chabad in Vietnam and they worked the channels and they got the person to go back. They got the body out. And he was buried in Eretz Yisrael, so that part was good. So the question is, what's the story with cremation? So why is cremation not an acceptable Jewish practice? So there's a halachic reason, and there's a hashkafic reason. Halachic reason: Rav Chaim Moshe Gruzinski, who is the posek hador in Europe, he says because you're nullifying the commandment of burial. In other words, if you take ashes, if you burn someone and turn them into ashes, halachically, legally speaking, that's not you anymore. It brings a proof. A Kohen could come in contact with ashes of a dead. So it must be that ashes of a dead are no longer considered a mace, because we know a Kohen can't come in contact with the dead, so he has other proofs. But that's what he concludes, that cremation is not burial, and therefore, if you do cremation, you are mevato a mitzvah zase, you nullify a positive mitzvah burial. The hashkafic reason is because why did people today, they do it for other reasons, economic, environmental, but back in the day, it was to show that you don't believe in the next world, you believe it's kosher. Take the ashes, throw them in the ocean, and that's the end of it. But in Judaism, we believe in the next world, and therefore, today, people aren't necessarily doing cremation because they're deniers. They don't know. But that was the original. When the poskim talk about cremation, they talk about losing yechelek in olam haba, because they're talking about people who did it, b'shita, did it, because, well, if you don't believe in the next world, then you're not going to get it. So therefore, they were fortunate they got the person out. So there was a shaila. What about it? You have two choices. The choice is cremation or to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. You know, there's a special mitzvah to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Though in fact, during COVID it happened that generally speaking, we don't do burials on Shabbos. The Gemara says on Yontif Rishon, strictly you can do it through Gentiles. We don't do it. On Yontif Sheni, strictly speaking, Jews can do it. But our practice is not to, because it might lead to Chil Yontif. Whatever the reasons are, we don't do it practically. But Shabbos, we never do a burial. But the question came up over COVID, different places, Brazil, other where they had these rules that if you're not buried within 24 hours, we're going to cremate you. And the case has happened, so therefore the poskim said, so in those scenarios, you could do a burial. It's better to have a burial on Shabbos than it is to be cremated. So what about a burial in a non-Jewish cemetery or cremation? So the poskim point out it's probably better, the lesser of the two evils, to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery as opposed to be cremated. Why? Because cremation is permanent. There's no turning back from it. Many people regret the fact they do cremation, nothing to do with Jewish, that they don't have a place to go. But burying in a non-Jewish, that's not permanent. You could speak, you could persuade the people, or things could happen next month, 5 years from now, where you could inter the body from a non-Jewish cemetery to a Jewish one. So the poskim are always, that's the last option, never to do cremation. Better to be buried in a non-Jewish cemetery and hope that you get buried back in a Jewish cemetery, or we'll do even burial on Shabbos to avoid cremation. That's the mitzvah in our Torah we read about in this week's parsha, kavar tikbareno. Not only does it apply to someone killed by beis din, anyone dies naturally or under this, every Jew, there's a biblical obligation in the mitzvah of kvura. Rabbi Hananya and Akasha Omer, Retzach, Kaddish Baruch, who was Zachas, and so if you have the Retzach, and I'm on a Kavet, so man, Sidko, Yaldil Torah, Vyadir. Yashmi Rabbah, Yamad Divraku.